Radio.
I'm sure we've all watched westerns. Now, I hate westerns, but I do tend to watch them or flick through them on TV. Foxtel, for some reason, always has westerns on their television. Whenever you're watching a western, it's pretty easy to pick out who the bad guys are, isn't it? They're the ones who talk nasty, the ones who do really mean things and always wear black hats for some reason. You also know they're going to get in a gunfight with the good guys, and they'll always lose. Kind of predictable, those storylines, aren't they? Well, unfortunately, we may have a tendency to view this parable in the same way. We know how the story ends after all. The good get rewarded and the bad get punished. And we may be fairly certain that we are the good guys. But maybe that's the problem. Perhaps we are so busy focusing on ourselves that we don't see the whole picture. We only need to reflect on Jesus' love to see that salvation is not an us versus them proposition. Salvation is for everyone. God wants all of us to spend eternity with him. And for that to happen, he wants us to share that mercy with everyone around us. As Christians, our job is not to separate the sheep from the goats. It's to shine the light of Christ wherever we go. If you haven't given much thought to evangelization lately, let today's gospel help move you forward. Start by asking the Holy Spirit for the gift of compassion. Ask him to show you the needs of the people in your lives, needs that Jesus can meet with his gospel message. Look for Spirit-led opportunities to offer a kind word, as well as opportunities just to listen. Be open to situations that call for a work of charity, as well as those that cry out for you to proclaim the death and resurrection of Christ. We don't need to be very intelligent or very capable to be good evangelizers. We just need to be available. God has put us into situations that no one else is in. He has sown in us a field that is unique to us alone. So go ahead and scatter the seeds of the gospel in that field today. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Help us to extend your love to everyone we meet today. Please send us out so that we may be sowers in your field. Amen.
Radio.org.au